This is the local VK5 news segment. And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Steph, VK5HSX, with news on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Skark participated in the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend held on the weekend of the 22nd of August, with VK5ARC operating from Point Malcolm Lighthouse at Narung. It was a great weekend for members who attended and operated, allowing us to get out and enjoy the time around the fire with some camping. It was pleasing to have a decent weather for the event, as usually we have blustery winds and or it's raining. The great weather provided the opportunity for several members and visitors who came to say hi and operate the station if they were so inclined. It was great to see Tony and Brenton from NERC, who stopped by and operated and caught up with those attending the event. As usual, Rod did an awesome job with keeping the crew fed, which was certainly enjoyed by those members who attended. Thanks goes to those who made the effort to contact the station, which totaled some 180 contacts. We know we were fortunate, as many stations we talked to were unable to operate portable due to lockdowns. We are in the process of sending out QSL cards in the very near future. The next general meeting will be held on September the 23rd at the club rooms, and then on the 30th, Skark's fifth Thursday night dinner will be at the Aussie Inn, so keep those dates free if you're interested. The VK5 RSV 2-meter repeater recently had a change in antenna and its height, so if you wish to provide feedback on changes you have noticed in coverage, please send an information to Barry VK5KBJ. The club rooms are located at 11 Railway Road, Seaford, which is open every Thursday night from 7:30 p.m. Visitors are most welcome and we look forward to seeing you there. That's all from me and good morning from Steph, VK5HSX, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society for the 29th of August. There will be an open inspection of items for the blind auction at the Shack on the 11th of September, starting at 9:30 a.m. Remember to bring a mask and observe COVID rules. This auction is open to all licensed amateurs, not only AHARS members. We're hoping we can use the hall at the Girl Guide site for the inspection. Our shack will be open for coffee or tea and a chat, but please observe COVID rules, particularly the limited on the number of people in the building. Coffee and tea are not free. A gold coin donation is expected. The blind auction works this way. You look at the items and then fill out a form with the price you bid for the item. Bidding starts on the 11th of September at the inspection and ends on the 22nd of September at 10 a.m. Further bidding can be emailed to the deceased estate manager, John Elliott, VK5EMI, and his email is Delio, that's D-E-L-L-I-O-2, at bigpond.net.au. That's D-E-L-L-I-O-2 at bigpond.net.au. Notifications of results will be by email on Monday, September the 30th. The next lunch at the RSL will be on the 10th of September. These lunches are booked for noon at the Blackwood RSL. If you wish to attend the luncheon, you should book with the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email at rslbwwod@bigpond.com. This makes catering easier for them. The September general meeting will be a members show and tell on the 16th of September. This will be our last general meeting in the Blackwood Community Centre. All future general meetings will be in the Blackwood Uniting Church, the church by the roundabout. That's all for this morning. 73.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, everyone. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wyse South Australia and its committee, and hoping that you're all well out there. The Committee of Wives of South Australia would like to wish all fathers out there a happy Father's Day today, and hoping that you get to spend some time with your family and friends today to celebrate your day. Applications now open for volunteers for Wives of South Australia to assist with radio communications and logistics support for the Shannon's Adelaide Rally, which is being held over the 25th to the 28th of November 2021. All volunteers this year will receive a free complimentary Adelaide Rally shirt, so why don't you put those excellent radio skills and problem-solving skills to good use and come out and volunteer with us. Don't worry if you've never done a rally before, as full support is provided to all new members and you will be buddied up with an experienced ham radio operator to mentor you. You can register to assist with this event as a Wives of South Australian volunteer by going to this webpage, adelaiderally.com.au/volunteers. I say again, adelaiderally.com.au/volunteers, which will take you to the Rally SA webpage. Click on the Volunteers tab and then register as a WISOM volunteer and select your days and stages you are able to assist with. Just a reminder and note for your diary that today, Sunday the 5th September at 2000 hours, the WISOM SA Radio Net on the Central Adelaide Link Repeater Network for WISOM members and friends will be held again. This net is held on the first Sunday of each month and facilitated by VK5 FBIC Tony Green. So drop in and say good day tonight from 2000 hours on the Central Adelaide Link Repeater Network, and we look forward to your involvement on the night. All hams, young and old, are welcome. The next WISOM social get-together meeting and guest speaker will be a free barbecue and soft drinks, which is originally planned for Saturday the 16th of October, which has now been moved to Saturday the 23rd of October. So put the date in your diary now, which is Saturday the 23rd of October at 11 a.m. The day has been moved due to the Scouts Jodel weekend, which is occurring on the 16th of October. I look forward to being your host and chef again on the day at the Scouts Centre for Adventurous Activities, located in Anderson Avenue, North Goonoo, and doors opening at 10 a.m. So put the date in your diary now for Saturday the 23rd of October for the free barbecue and social get-together. Just for information, the text version of these notes and information is available on the WISOM SA Facebook page for your convenience and reference. This has been VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the WISOM South Australian Committee, saying 73, stay COVID safe and free. Cheers all.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. Norbert, VK5MQ, and Tom, VK5EE, went weather sond hunting on Thursday the 26th of August. In Norbert's own words, and I quote, "Unusually, the balloon hovered overhead and landed within a short distance of Tarpena. Tom, VK5EE, and myself decided to see if it could be recovered, taking radio tracking equipment with us. Fortunately, the balloon sond telemetry was received and decoded on descent down to 142 metres, so its predicted landing location was very accurate. The sond signal was so strong at the landing area that radio direction finding was difficult. However, the blue balloon was spotted in the paddock. Following the 55-metre long tether, we located the sond itself." Unquote. Apparently Ross, VK3KBO, was also intending to chase this one down, but the two Aussies beat him to it. Nothing like a bit of competition, eh, Ross? To try and generate a bit more social interaction for club members, we will be holding a car boot sale and club barbecue in the car park of the Reedy Park Centre on Sunday the 19th of September, in lieu of part of our cancelled 2021 Surge Annual Convention. Members have been urged to bring along cash to buy any items that they can't go home without, or to bring along any gear that they no longer want, so that another member may add it to his or her collection. We held an event like this a couple of months back and it was enjoyed by all who attended. Being a daytime event, it will, hopefully, encourage some of our more senior members who no longer wish to drive at night to come along and enjoy the fun. We continue to hold face-to-face meetings in our excellent club rooms and would really appreciate COVID subsiding so that we can carry on with this much-preferred option. Our group is currently investigating the installation of a Yaesu C4FM repeater system in order that we can keep up with the ever-advancing role of digital in our hobby. If there is enough interest, we will probably set up a 70cm FM digital repeater sometime in the very near future. That brings us up to date for this week. The members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD. And once again, it's time for the Northeast Radio Club news. Next Friday, the 10th of September, will be the general meeting. And it's going to be a night devoted to coaxial cables and connectors. So bring along some coaxial cable and your connectors and see demonstrations of soldering and crimping. So that should be a very educational night. Get to the Modbury West Community Hall around 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start. And just remember that the COVID rules still apply. So that will be next Friday, the 10th of September, for the general meeting, and it's all to do with coax and connectors. Now the Coffee Club is meeting at the Tea Tree Gully Library. You get there around about 10 a.m. and enjoy a good brew with a lot of the members of the Northeast Radio Club. But don't forget, of course, that the Coffee Corona Club Net is on before then, on the Houghton Repeater at 9 a.m. And our ever-efficient barista, Phil, VK5SRP, conducts that net. So come up and say hello to everybody before you go to the library for a coffee. And the other regular net that we have every week is the F-Troop Net, and that's on every Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. on the Linked Repeater Network. And last Friday I had the pleasure of conducting the net because Tony was busy with other things, and we had a good crew that rolled up, and I trust everybody had a good time. So don't forget, every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m, the F-Troop Net. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you're all staying safe and having lots of DX. So 73's from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.